Larry Rosenberg gives a little story of when he was teaching a kind of an introduction to meditation over a, can't remember, it was like an 8 week period or something. As an ongoing course that he teaches at the Cambridge Insight Meditation Society, and he had these and people who there's many people who joined this course, but there were these three professors from Harvard who joined, and two of them were actually Buddhist scholars, there's all of these three of them all had sort of PhDs, and two of them were Buddhist scholars with their PhDs in Buddhist studies, and one of them was a PhD in political science. He was a Yugoslavian communist, kind of communist Marxist, who the only reason, and he thought religion was just for idiots, sort of soft-headed idiots, and the only reason why he was taking the course is because his girlfriend was really interested in Buddhism and was on the course, and then if he didn't come along to the course, then he figured he was jeopardizing his opportunities with his girlfriend. So he was there was a wasn't a, a particularly noble intention, but by the end of the course, I said these two sort of PhDs in Buddhist studies hadn't really sort of made their minds peaceful at all, or learned very much about their, because they were always looking at, trying to compare it to you know, some treatise or some book or some something they've heard from somewhere else, and or they were trying to line it up against the sort of Buddhist Abhidhamma and sort of Buddhist maps of the mind, and they forgot to look at their own minds. Whereas this sort of hard-headed kind of Marxist took a real interest in his own mind, and had some really quite remarkable results, and was very gained a lot of faith in the practice, because he was willing to look at his own mind.